This is an important update from the government about coronavirus. We all need to stay alert so we can control the virus and reduce the risk of infection. To stay alert, you must remain at home as much as possible. Work from home if you can. Limit your contact with other people. If you have to go out, keep your distance from others, 2 meters apart where possible. Continue to wash your hands regularly. Do not leave home if you or anyone in your household has symptoms. Stay alert. Control the virus. Save lives.
Hi, and welcome to Let's Talk For Real. Back again, host Christopher Mattox, co-host
Hannah Robson. Wilson.
And for that, yeah, that's it, Hannah Wilson. For Hannah those Wilson, of you that don't remember or don't know, this is a podcast where we talk about real things, real views, and real opinions. And yeah, just gonna crack on with it.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna start up with the riddle from last week. For those of you that have been begging for the answer.
Oh, I know the answer. I mean, I kind of like.
Yeah,
kicked,
after I told
I kicked
you.
Myself when I knew the answer. I'm thinking, oh my god. So yeah.
So the title of this riddle was called "Tapping It Off." I am a neck, but I have no head. I wear a cap. What am I? The answer?
A bottle.
So yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And also, the reason why I'm wearing a straw hat today is because both my hats that I normally wear are in the wash. And my hair is not being revealed until I get a haircut, basically. And before we get crack on with the topics, did I do the joke as well?
I got my fun fact as well.
At the end.
Okay.
Did you hear about the criminal who stole Canada?
The criminal who stole Canada? No.
He got 12 months.
How's that funny?
Canada's got 12 months in it. He got
I thought you said Canada.
No, Canada. Canada?
Oh, I mean calendar.
Yes. He stole that and he got 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it's not that funny, come on.
I think it's pretty funny.
No, I don't think it is.
If you know your English, no. It's funny. If you don't know English, then it's not funny,
I think,
obviously.
I do know English, come on.
Clearly not, because you didn't find that funny. Anyway, you'll start with starting us off with the topic.
So yeah, our topic today would be about what practically has been happening yesterday. It was obviously the 4th of July, and it was America Day, or Independence Day, as they call it.
Yeah, but that doesn't affect
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it doesn't affect us or no. Anything. So, only yesterday they started reopening pubs, restaurants and cafes,
hairdressers.
But with food places, it's still takeaway only. But you can obviously, with, for example, Fuller's, Greedy King, Wetherspoons, you could sit in, but they would have to rearrange the restaurant to make sure everything's 2 meters, as they put it.
Yeah, because I was walking past the restaurant and you've got like tables and chairs, and in between them you've got like those screeners.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, because I've seen an image or a prototype. I'm thinking, I might, you know, you have to get used to.
And I'm sure everywhere is going to have like a hygiene station.
Hygiene station, yeah.
Basically, hand sanitizer.
And yeah, so also, just the pubs were opening. I mean, like, I'm going to talk about this right now. About 6 a.m. I'm thinking, I'm still asleep. Oh, come on.
What alcoholic is going to be going to a pub
exactly.
At 6 a.m?
There was a guy of a picture, I forgot where, but he was literally like, I'm downing my yoga bombs at 8 a.m. I'm thinking, you need help, not me. So, yeah. And there were, obviously, I've been watching the news, and obviously, people still don't know what fucking social distancing is, because Soho was crammed. Everywhere's crammed. Pubs are crammed. I don't know why pubs were allowing that. I think, realistically, they should be not, that part not opening. Because if people are not going to take no notice, which they're still not,
mm-hmm.
That obviously they want cases to rise, death to rise. They want a second lockdown because that's how it's going to happen right now, I think. So yeah, that was yesterday's news. So
but they need to get the economy back on track, don't they? They need their money.
That's true, yeah, that's true.
You kind of need to get all that money back that they've lost, you know? Because I remember you saying the topic we was going to talk about is how is all this going to affect the economy?
It's going to affect it a lot, yeah. Like, if we were going to go slowly and properly, it will build up. But if people want a second wave and a lockdown, that's fair enough to me. If people want to not social distance, cases to rise, that's fine by me, because I'm being sensible and staying in. And yesterday I had a cider. I don't have to go to a bloody pub, do I?
Yeah, but how are you going to social distance when you've got some people say, yeah, you need to do 2 meters. But you can do 1 meter if 2 meters isn't possible.
It's 1 meter plus now from yesterday.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
They say 1 meter with caution. I'm thinking with caution. I keep bloody 3 meters for me.
How can you even do the 2 meters when no one knows what it is anymore? This is the problem.
Of course, I don't know what it is.
What social distance?
Like right now, obviously we're not doing it because we live together. Yeah. I mean, right now it will be 6 feet. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I'll be like where the wardrobes are.
Yeah, but they're saying it could be now if 2 meters are possible, 1 meter plus.
Yeah, that's make. Well, do you think that makes sense? No, I think it makes no bloody sense. It's either 2 meters or nothing.
And you've got them saying, "Oh, you need to wear face masks."
Yeah,
on public transport, that's mandatory. That's from
15th of June.
Even though so many people I see don't even do that anyway.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, I'm thinking, oh my god, fine, fair enough. You know what I mean? There was a guy sitting opposite with me with no mask, and I was obviously wearing a mask. I'm thinking, what the hell? What do people want? It's very hard to understand. Yeah. I think very, very hard. Anyway, so with with our lockdowns we've been going through, we had pros and cons, haven't we? We wrote some.
Yeah, but we're not getting out until now.
No.
With the lockdown, when do you think things are going to get back to normal? Like fully?
Fully? Realistically, I say 1 year.
Well, 1 year until everything's back
one
to normal.
1 year, or if people don't listen, it could be up to 2 to 3 years. I'm being serious. It's long, but I think I'm serious here. I can't compare to other diseases and viruses, come on, because they've been way worse. Way worse. I'm talking of the Spanish flu, the yellow fever, the Black Death. I'm talking the normal seasonal flu, the cold.
Ebola,
there you go.
Maybe not as many deaths, but exactly. It is worse.
It is way worse. I mean, they say it's slowly and painfully. I'm thinking, oh my God, you know. Mm. Anyways.
Anything else before we get on to the pros and cons?
Pros and cons? Yes. I think I've got more news. Hold on. Definitely more news. So I talked about that. So yeah, they've now started to... Talking of... now it's local lockdowns.
Oh yeah, yeah. With
local.
Leicester.
Now with Leicester, they say that's the worst... infection rate?
Yeah, I guess.
So they start doing local lockdowns. So Leicester, I say this was about, a week ago? So I've got another week of lockdown.
Yeah, can you stop doing
that,
please?
I'm really hot.
I don't care, so am
yeah.
I.
So, with Leicester, they've chosen to go on to another, a local lockdown or a second lockdown for an extra 2 weeks because some people are not bothering to... Oh, shit, sorry, I forgot to put that on silent. Hold on. There you go. So, yeah, they've basically said no one's coming in, no one's going out, end of.
No one's coming in our city, no one's coming out our city.
Exactly. So if people want to go near Leicester, obviously there would be a massive fence around it. There'll be police and saying, yeah, don't even come in because, you know, remember local lockdowns? That would be the future. I remember when I was saying, when I watched that press conference with Boris Johnson, he said that will possibly be the future of local lockdowns.
Mm.
And I'm saying, what will happen with London? They can't do that.
They'll
have to do the whole of London.
Which ain't going to happen.
That is not going
to
happen.
You're not going to be able to do that. Not in London.
No. I mean, it's impossible. It's like, how are you meant to... For example, if there's more infection rates in, Barnet, Enfield? Impossible.
Mm.
They will have to do the whole of London. And that's when people are going to get a bit angry and say, well, you put yourselves into this, not me. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
It's none of my fault. This is all your fault. Cramming into pubs, being antisocial, like, there's a guy, literally, I think he was a bit pissed. He was like, this was on the news, yeah? He was just holding a beer and he was going... So I was thinking, yeah, what's that?
I think Ed Sheeran predicted the future.
How did Ed Sheeran predicted the future?
Antisocial.
Wait, antisocial? Is this if he made this song of antisocial?
I'm joking. But that's an excellent cutaway to a video for the first time in ages that I'm going to put in this podcast. For those of you watching, of course. For those of you listening, it's still hilarious. You can still listen. So, what? A certain comedian went to go see a fortune teller. And this fortune teller, in July or June 2019, predicted everything that was going to happen. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, even Hannah doesn't know what I'm talking about, because I ain't showed
her. Your mum showed me.
Oh, okay.
Mum showed me. I think when I was cooking, but I couldn't hear properly. So
I watched it all. It was hilarious. So for you guys that want just a little bit of comedy before we get into things, then watch this. It's pretty cool, guys.
Please come in, take a seat.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm a bit nervous. I've actually never done anything like this before. So, you would like to know the future? Yeah, of course. That's why I'm here. That's why I've paid. Are you sure? I'm absolutely certain. So, this is very serious. I will look into my crystal ball, and I will tell you your future. All right. Crystal ball, please. Show me. Tell me. Show me the future. I can see you are a comedian. Yes, but no points for that. I am quite successful. Next year, you will no longer be comedian. No? You will be substitute teacher and... amateur hairdresser.
Really?
Your uniform for these jobs will be tracksuit bottoms. You will wear these tracksuit bottoms every day for many months. And on top half, you will wear t-shirt that you slept in night before. That sounds very odd. Okay. I see you getting very excited about a trip next year. Oh, that's probably the safari that I've booked. We've actually been really looking forward to that. We're going with friends. No, the trip that you are most excited about next year seems to be a trip to the garden center. Sorry, am I not going on holiday with friends? Dream on. I'm afraid your friends will no longer come within 2 meters of you. That can't be the case. I'm having a huge birthday party next year. Cancelled! You will sing happy birthday, though, to yourself. Every day, at least 8 times. That's very sad. And all your friends, they will be furloughed. Furloughed? Furloughed. You can't just make words up. I see you now. You are in a shop. You are at the till. You are very, very nervous. You are wearing a mask on your face and gloves on your hands. Am I robbing this shop? Am I going to be a robber? You will spend many months inside. You will only be allowed out for 1 exercise per day. I'm going to be in prison for robbery. That's what you're telling me. Is this crystal ball actually working? Whoa, please.
Okay.
Please, step back. Do not touch ball.
Sorry.
Please don't touch crystal ball. Antibacterial. Oh, please, come on. Please don't touch ball.
Do you always carry hand sanitizer with you?
I know what's coming. This is also quite odd and far-fetched. I can see now your family roots.
I suppose that's very impressive. You can see the ancestry of my family.
No, I can tell you that your mother, your sister, and your wife has very, very dark roots in their hair.
Well, I'm sorry, but that doesn't sound very believable. My wife is literally always in the hairdresser. I don't know her natural colour.
I see your wife. You are together. It is 10 o'clock in the morning, only just turned 10 a.m. You are both drinking Prosecco together. It is a Tuesday.
That sounds exciting. What are we celebrating?
You are celebrating Tuesday, although both of you think it's Wednesday.
So I won't be a comedian next year or a TV host.
Not really. But I can tell you that you will have many meetings. These meetings will always be in your kitchen. You'll never wear trousers. And the meetings will always begin with the words. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I can see you. I can't hear you. You need to unmute it. Press bottom left. It's in I'm texting you. Good. I can hear you now.
None of that makes any sense whatsoever.
How do you please sign currently your emails?
Question. Oh, right. Signing in at the end of an email are best wishes, I suppose. Just best wishes.
From next year, you will sign all emails with stay safe.
So what do you think? I mean, I know you haven't watched it properly yet, but it's pretty funny, right?
It's quite hilarious. I mean, I'm thinking when I watched it, I thought, okay, there's all
the Master of Disguise, Michael McIntyre.
Yeah, I thought, oh, good fortune teller, you know, the typical, like, outfit and that.
But I wonder where he done that, because I never saw that on TV.
I never saw it. I think, are you sure it was last year?
No, obviously he made this recently, but it's not the caption like June or July 2019.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay.
It weren't made, oh, come on, it weren't made last year.
Yeah, but the thing is, imagine if it was like...
No, it's just for the sake of the video, oh, okay, that's why.
Yeah.
To make it funny.
Oh.
Like, you will not be comedian, you will be hairdresser. Just everyone's cutting their own hair.
Yeah, that's okay, yeah. And he's like, what? I'm coming. No, you'll be hairdresser, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, this can't be. It says something about, I heard him say about, oh, I'm having a big birthday party soon. This can't be happening.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell?
Before we get to the pros and cons, we're going to start off with the football results as well, see how we've done.
I think I've done everything right.
And I am very, very happy to say that I was wrong about Arsenal. I've never been more happy to be wrong in my whole life.
I've never been so happy to be so right. Literally.
So go on then, tell us the results.
So it'll be Arsenal versus Brighton.
Yeah.
So Brighton. So it was obviously 2-1 to Brighton.
Yep.
But I did a 1-1. And you done a 2-2.
Yeah, so both of us 0 points.
0 points. Yeah. Got that right. Now Arsenal versus Southampton.
Yeah, I said
2-0 to Arsenal, and I got 3 points.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Look.
Oh my god.
I wish I'd bet on it now. I've got all money.
No. What did I say? I know I said Southampton win.
You said 2-2. You said no, you said 1-0 to Southampton.
Yeah. Because I was so disappointed after that Brighton game.
Yeah.
And what's the others?
So you got 0 points for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's the others?
The others are Burnley versus Watford, 1-0. So I said 3-1 to Watford.
And what was the actual result?
1-0 to Burnley.
So you got 0 points because Burnley
won. Yeah, I
won.
Got 0 points.
What
yeah,
about
yeah.
me?
Oh, I meant to put. Oh, you got 0-0.
Oh.
Yeah.
So both of us 0. So you won basically.
Mhm.
With what? 3 points. That's it.
I think 3 points. Three. Hold on. Let me just. Hold on. So we've done that, and then obviously Chelsea versus Man City. That's the last one.
Okay, what was the result?
2-1 to Chelsea, I think it was.
Okay.
I did 2-2.
So
and
that's
you got 3-1 to Man City.
Man City?
Yeah, look.
Oh, Chelsea versus ones. Man City.
Yeah. So
and
I
Chelsea won, innit? Yeah, so you both got 0 points there.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the final score then? Who won?
So the final score... Hold on.
Put me out my misery.
I'll put you out your misery. So yeah, hold on. Oh, fuck.
Oh, ah. I see he's doing that, guys. The reason I'm wearing a straw... Oh, I already said, didn't it?
Yes, you already said.
My hat's on the wash.
So, no points for horrible. Us there. I got 3 points. Yeah, I got 3 points. And you got 0 points. So, yeah.
Yay, well, I'm going to do better this time with more optimism and faith in my team. As the DT said, Arsenal are one of the most bipolar fan bases there is.
Right. True, yeah.
So we're going to start off with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me
way,
just
before
note this
we
down,
do the
yeah?
predictions, that game Arsenal done against Wolves. I've never been more proud of the team. What
yeah.
an amazing away performance!
Exactly. Yeah.
My God, I've never, and that's the first best away performance since, what was it, 2016? Yeah, like, that's mad.
I can get rid of all this now, can I?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I could put the ones in.
And you take note of what I say.
Yeah,
so,
hold on. I've got to delete all this.
The next one we will do...
yeah, clear your throat.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Arsenal at home against Leicester. Yeah, so Arsenal at home versus Leicester.
Okay, so it's Arsenal. Oh, shit.
I predict...
Oh, fuck's sake.
I'm so confident in the lads right now. 2-0 Arsenal. Or possibly 2-1 because of Vardy. But I'm going to say 2-0 Arsenal.
Arsenal versus Leicester, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you saying for that one? Are you telling me, fam? Are you telling me, cuz?
So you're saying 2-0 to Arsenal, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying...
Arsenal have always had a good record against them. Even with all the troubles.
It's going to be very hard. I mean,
I think
3-1.
3-1 Arsenal, yeah? Cool. And the next one is Bournemouth at home. Not that it matters. Versus Tottenham. So what's your predicted result there?
But I think Tottenham are going to win because Bournemouth are crapping away.
True. But me, I'm going for 1-1.
1-1, yeah?
Yeah. That's my prediction. Mm-hmm. And what was your result? Your prediction? You said Tottenham are going to win, so what's the score?
I think 1-0.
1-0, cool.
Yeah.
Don't take too long with this, because I don't have to cut out.
Okay.
Just tell me, boom, the result's simple.
1-0, yeah.
And set the best for last. North London Derby on a Sunday at 4:30 PM, and Arsenal go to the Tottenham Stadium for the first time ever, but with no fans, which is a bit annoying, but oh well. North London Derby, you never know what's going to happen. It's always a high scoring game. So I'm going 4-2
Arsenal. 4-2
Arsenal,
yeah?
Yeah. Going to be a high scoring game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a high scoring game. I'll go for 4-1.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Jesus.
4-1 for me.
Sure. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's all sorted.
So now for the pros and cons.
Pros and cons. Okay. Do you want me to do mine or do you?
Your pros first, and I'll do my cons after.
All right, so pros and cons of the lockdown that we've currently been in or previously been in. Obviously, probably maybe longer or shorter. I don't know. So, yeah, one of my pros is I've learned how to cook more. I know I love cooking. And
you have a lot more time
and
in general.
I have a lot more time in general. Right now, I know I have a lot more time to cook in general. I mean, sometimes you have to look at a recipe book.
Yeah.
Or some recipes to get ideas. For me, sometimes I like to improvise.
Or you can just Google.
Oh, yeah, of course it's Google.
Or you can subscribe to that sort of thing that you have on your Facebook with those... You know how you get those videos that show you nice food stuff.
I think it's
like
called
that.
Tasty.
Yeah,
mine's called
Tasty
Food,
yeah. Like
or you can just go on BBC Good Food. But they also do a baking side. I wanted to start baking as well. Like Mary Berry. Like, to care myself when the GP is not available. I've obviously learned how to self-care.
That's a pro.
Obviously, pros to self-care myself. I don't have to always
self-care.
I'm not always relying on the GP. Obviously, it's not a walking thingy. It's a phone consultation.
Yeah.
But if something's like, I can deal with at home, I don't have to go see a doctor or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about self-care. And obviously, if I'm not sure about 100% on things, obviously, I'll Google it or use NHS website. That's fair enough to me. So that's my pros. And one of it is helping around the flat more, like cleaning and tidying.
So basically cleaning more?
Yeah. Looking after my mental health.
Okay, that's very important for a lot of people.
So yeah, that's my most important one. The last one is very, very important to me. It's saving up more money for moving out than I've got to admit. Because I've had, I remember having way less in my savings, which my Barclays.
Mm.
Now I'm nearly close to getting
Anyway, don't say any figures.
No, I'm not going to say any figures, but I know.
So my cons, which I done
this is my pros.
So quickly.
Wait, you're doing cons first, not pros.
No, you do pros, then I do cons, then you do cons, then I do pros.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So, one, you can't go anywhere.
I'll show you, yeah.
I don't even need to explain on that.
You can't.
Two, you can't see your friends and family out of house. Now, what I mean by family out of house is when you're in the lockdown,
mm-hmm.
you're just stuck with those group of people around you, whether you're living with friends or family. That core group are all you can see for however many months. So that's what I mean by friends and family out of house. You can't see them. Three, you can't go to the pub or restaurants for social tours.
No.
For like, you know, just to catch up with friends, family, go to the pub, have a pint, stuff like that. You can't do that.
No, you can, but it's
not the same.
It's never going to be the same, but it will have to do. Have to
four,
do for
which I know very well, you can't get a goddamn haircut. But now you can, but it's not the same.
Yeah, it's never the same.
Five, now it's kind of similar to, it's not, more or less opposite to, actually, no. All right,
what?
Let me just say it. Five, you spend too much time with family in-house.
Yeah. You spend too much. Yeah, it's not good, actually.
Yeah.
Because I can do your head in.
Yeah,
so my cons, yeah.
They drive you crazy.
So my cons.
Imagine if you had kids as well.
I wonder why that's all. Yeah. Exactly.
So go on with your cons.
My cons. One of them is similar to yours. Not going out as much.
Okay. Well,
so,
you can't go out at all, but okay.
Yeah. So, restrictions on shopping, food and drink.
Not for food and drink. Oh,
remember,
what, like,
in my store, yeah, like
tissue and all that.
Like only hygiene products,
pasta,
dry pasta. Obviously, last stuff was only
the whole
two
world
per person.
Has gone to crap.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like two per person only, one per person. Anyway, cons. I think this should be a pro. I don't know if it would be a pro, but con for me, having to wear a face mask everyone to TFL. But if you're claustrophobic,
that's not a pro.
That's a con.
That's not good.
That's a con.
Yes, good.
Hmm.
That's not a pro.
No.
Anyway, yeah. What else?
The economy was falling, leading us to a deeper recession than ever.
Yep. 100%.
So that means no business at all. Blah blah blah. So obviously this one the next one kind of relates to it, but different. I put the hospitality sector. Closing temporarily, so no business going.
And it's affected a lot of people's jobs.
Yep, and it's that on my way it's affected a lot of people's jobs who are in the hospitality sector, theatre sector, where else?
Theatre, is that one of your cons? Because the theatre is in massive, massive trouble, you know.
Yeah.
They're really considering saying, like, theatre might not be coming back for years to come.
No.
Which is mad if you think about
exactly,
it. Theatre,
people,
especially
like,
in central London, is one of the things that London's most well known for.
Yeah. I mean, I
and
I
New York,
it in a way.
Same sort
New
of
York.
Thing.
Yeah. Like Times Square, was it?
I think that's where that happened.
Times Square,
I don't know.
Yeah. Broadway. So, yeah. That's
is that all your cons and pros?
Yeah.
So now for my pros, which took a lot longer than the cons. One, you have time to just stop and think what you want in life and plan ahead. Because you're not doing as much anymore, you've got time to just stop
and think.
Think and realize, wait, is this really what I want to be doing right now? I'm doing all this for what? And if you're working, then you won't be working as much. If you're not working, then you've got time to just strategize and be like, do I really want to go back to work? Do I really want to be doing this? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's one. Two, same as you. You save money. Just in general, you save a lot of money.
Yeah.
And three, which is similar to one of my cons, you spend more time with your family in-house. Now, the reason I said it's a con and a pro, because it is good that you spend more time with your family and stuff like that. Like, if you have kids, you can spend more time with them, but you can't really go out much, but it's just good to spend time with them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we have kids, by the way, before any of you start coming to,
they'll be right, because they'll be like, right now, where are they? Why are they not bothering you? Like, they don't exist yet.
The last two are non, She's not pregnant, by the way. Before if you start talking, you need to be careful with your words, you know.
What do you mean?
Because you know what these sort of people are like. They're like, oh, what? So she's pregnant then? When she said, we don't have kids yet. Anyway.
I said they don't exist yet.
My last two are just general. They don't apply to me. Less driving, so less pollution in the air.
Yeah, less pollution. Yeah,
which
was
really good. Ozone had got quite a lot healthier.
Oh, you know that picture in, was it Mumbai, where they got that special, what's it called? Taj Mahal.
Oh,
remember it was foggy and horrible, and then now when you see it, it's like pristine clear.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh my God, you can see it.
And five, which is, I find quite interesting. I never really thought about it this way. This don't apply to me, but it applies to people like Hannah and everyone else on Inferno, pretty much. You see what retirement looks like long before you retire.
Oh my God, I might as well kill myself.
It's true though, isn't it? You never thought about that, isn't it?
No, but when I retire, when I'm 65, when I'm 60, 65, I want to be going out, enjoying, go on old people holidays. I want to be getting out there. I don't want to be stuck indoors, man.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'm like my grandparents, they want to get out, but unfortunately they're stuck indoors, man.
Yeah. But see, you never really thought about it that way, innit?
No, but... No, I do. It's so upsetting now. It's very upsetting.
Because when I was doing my research earlier, I was looking at that. I was like, oh, shit, I never thought about that, you know.
Well, I'm early retirement now. Fuck that.
But the key part is what you said, that when you're old, obviously, you won't... This lockdown will be well over by the time we're in our 60s. So we can, like, go out, travel the world or whatever.
Mm.
Or just travel the whole of wherever.
England.
Yeah. So, we're going to wrap things up there with our topics. You do your fun fact.
Okay, my fun fact. I think this one's kind of related to me as well. So,
okay.
The smell of chocolate increases theatre, was it?
Huh?
Theatre brainwaves, which triggers relaxation. So if you smell chocolate,
you feel more
your
relaxed.
Brain... chocolate.
I,
you know,
disagree.
Mean?
I think that's more applicable for toffee. Fresh, grounded
coffee.
Have you never smelt fresh grounded coffee?
It's chocolate, it's cocoa.
Cocoa beans? I guess it's similar. But have you ever smelt fresh grounded coffee?
I walked past
a fresh grounded coffee shop. Seriously, have you?
I have smelled it.
I've
been into
a few times
shops.
In Muswell Hill. There's a coffee shop.
Yeah.
You know you've got Toffs on that, the chip shop on that side?
Yeah.
On the other side, there's that side.
Mm.
You walk towards, I forget what it is now. Is it a Waitrose, Marks and Spencer? So just down there towards the bus station, basically.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and on that side, there's a fresh coffee shop. I used to walk past that every day for school. And I used to walk past and be like, and I don't like coffee.
No, I don't.
But enough to smell.
I mean, I remember walking past a coffee shop and you could smell outside from miles away.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, I smell coffee. And then look at it, oh, it's Costa. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And before we go, I'm going to confuse all of your heads once again with another riddle.
Oh, yeah, you got another riddle.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, damn it. Let me just load it up again. Boom. Right. Listen carefully now. The man who invented it doesn't want it. The man who brought it doesn't need it. The man who needs it doesn't know it. What is it?
Say that again, sorry, it's too fast.
The man who invented it does not want it.
Uh-huh.
The man who brought it does not need it. The man who needs it does not know it. What is this?
I don't know. What the hell's that? What the hell? You're confusing me.
And you guys are going to find out in 2 weeks' time. Until then, follow all our socials that will be popping up as we speak. I forgot to say this earlier. But until then, take care, guys.
Take care.
Let's talk for real. Start up the conversation. This is what you've been missing. Real views and opinions. Touching on many topics. I know that you can relate. Every episode is something different and I can't wait. Christopher Maddox and Hannah Wilson. They keep it authentic. You know that I love to listen. I'm telling you just how it is. This is the deal. No holding back. Let's talk for real.